USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A 5.1 magnitude earthquake rocked the Bay Area of California this morning. The United States Geological Survey says it happened a little after 11:40 a.m. local time. The director of Berkeley Seismological Laboratory, Richard Allen, explained what happened.
It looks like it was on the Calaveras Fault, so it's just where the Calaveras and the Hayward Fault just touch one another. Immediately east of San Jose is where the epicenter was. It is at about a depth of 7 kilometers. So again, that's a very typical depth for earthquakes in California.
The early warning system detected the earthquake and alerted residents before the shaking began. White House COVID response coordinator Dr. Ajit Jha is urging Americans to get the new COVID vaccine to stay protected during flu season and the winter holiday months.
This new vaccine should provide the best protection possible against sickness and against serious illness this winter.
President Biden rolled up his sleeve for the new COVID vaccine on Tuesday. Americans now say they need $1.25 million to retire comfortably. That's according to a new survey put out by financial company Northwestern Mutual. This is a 20% increase from last year and comes as everyday costs keep increasing. The average expected age of retirement also jumped to 64, up from 62.6 last year. Authorities in Missouri are releasing more details about a school shooting that left 3 people dead on Monday. The 19-year-old African-American gunman, who was a graduate of Central Visual and Performing Arts High School in St. Louis, had 600 rounds of ammunition on him at the time of the shooting. In financial news, at the closing bell, the Dow gained 337 points to close at 31,836. USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
The 1920 to 1938 Buffalo Nickel, a true American classic and one of the most iconic coins in history. It's been more than 80 years since the last Buffalo Nickel coin was struck. But now, for a limited time only, full 1-pound bags of original U.S. government struck Buffalo Nickels are being released to the public. That's right, you can own a full pound of 1920 to 1938 classic American Buffalo Nickel coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure a full pound of collector's-grade U.S. Buffalo Nickels struck during the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $10 free with every order. Call now 1-800-895-7267 to secure your full pound bag of Buffalo Nickels before they're gone. 1-800-895-7267. That's 1-800-895-7267.
Concerns about an unsecured border and the fentanyl crisis continue. This as drug dealers are allegedly using social media platforms to help facilitate smuggling operations. West Virginia AG Patrick Morrissey tells Fox Business that he's taking on big tech and sent a letter to the heads of the various social media companies asking them to do more to curb drug dealers from reportedly posting illicit ads on their sites.
We wrote a letter to the major tech companies, and we've said, look, we know that your platforms are actually being used to help people commit crimes, and we believe that you have to step up and fight back and do something about it.
A high-profile death row inmate is being transferred. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Murderer Scott Peterson has been moved off death row more than 2 years after the Supreme Court in California overturned his death sentence for killing his pregnant wife 2 decades ago in San Francisco Bay. Peterson was moved last week from San Quentin State Prison north of San Francisco to Mule Creek State Prison east of Sacramento. A state judge is now considering if Peterson deserves a new trial after the justices separately said his jury may have been tainted by a biased juror.
With no winner in Monday night's Powerball drawing, the jackpot now stands at $680 million. The next drawing is on Wednesday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found that... Oh, so I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.